Alright, calm down now, lads and lasses. Yes, that's right, time up,
let me go, you miscreant, you horrible dog, leave me alone,
there we go,
stay away from there.
Alrighty then.
You're not going to get away with this, Killerman Kong.
No, why would you say that, Fable? You know you're completely surrounded by more children in my warehouse with no way to get out, especially not your precious robe.
I'll tell you why, and it is because miscreants and villains like you never prosper. They never win, not in the end. They never do. There'll be times when they win, times when they hold their standard above all the rest, but not for long. Take, for example, Philip Keller in today's story. When Philip Keller was just a boy, he dreamed of large machines. Empires, industry, things to help man, yes, that was his lifelong dream. But as he grew older, the things that he built to help man went askew. He was seduced by power and pride, and soon he dreamed up a coup. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. It will never ever stop. It will never ever stop. His love was land, the homes and farms of families young and small. He'd tear these down and build gold mines, strip centers, restaurants, and malls. But then one day, while scouting out the Joneses' farm, he found a literal gold mine filled to the brim and situated deep under the ground. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. It will never, ever stop. It will never, ever stop. And so he plotted, and so he planned with scientists, policemen, and more to make Cirrus and her family look insane, telling stories of flying war. No one would believe a silly teenaged girl about shiny killer UFOs, no. And pretty soon he could start mining gold right out from under their nose. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. The seed of greed grows deeper, deeper. It will never ever stop. It will never ever stop.
He's been in there a really long time, Mickey. Shouldn't we go check on him?
I don't know, babe. I mean, he's pretty good at taking care of himself, you know? I mean...
Yes, but I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do if
babe,
he gets
babe,
caught
babe,
and captured
babe,
in the drums.
Calm down. Look, if we're going to do something, we have to have a plan, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's start thinking of a plan. Tales from Rhyme and Space is brought to you by Famling Productions. To support, go to givesendgo.com/famling. That's FAMLING. And if you're interested in more, you can go to our website at rhymeandspace.com. Thanks so much. Keep listening to the stories. We'll see you next time on Tales from Rhyme and Space.